Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil Alemin. Estağfirullah. Estağfirullah. Estağfirullah. Ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhu el-hayyul kayyûm ve etûb ileyh. Es'elü't-tevbete ve'l-mağfirete ve'l-hidâyete innehu et-tevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu annâ yâ kerîm. Vaffu annâ yâ kerîm. Vaffu annâ yâ kerîm. Vahfir bina bi fadlike ya Rahmanu ya Rahim. Dedi ki ya Kuddüsü ya Hafızı ya Allah. El evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah, el zahiri Allah, el batini Allah. Hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşverena ya Şefi'el Müzibin. Bi rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitabel aziz. Euzü billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ela inna evliya Allah. La halkun aleyhim ve lahum yahtenun. Allah-u Teala sözünde Kur'an-ı Kerim. Those who are friends of Allah, those who are close to Allah, have no fear and never have to be worried or sad. Our nafs says the contrary. Our egos tell us that we should be terrified of all those things which can happen to us. We could be poor, we could be hungry, we could lose our wives, our children, our parents, we could lose our country, we could lose our home, we could lose our jobs, we could lose our car. Lose, lose, lose. We can lose everything which we have unless we listen to him, unless we obey him, our private devil. Now today we are fasting. I don't think you have that fear. You are already hungry and thirsty, so you need not to be afraid of being hungry and thirsty. But not normally the fear which one has and the effort which one spends precisely to prevent those things which one fears, inspired by our egos. The humankind is a bunch of cowards. We are a bunch of cowards because only with fear our egos can rule us and make us a slave, exactly like the politician. It's true that the politicians are our representatives. They are the representatives of our egos. They tell us, the Muslims can come and kill you, the sky can fall on your head, you could lose everything which you have unless you obey me, says Mr. Bush. Mr. Trump, whoever is the leader of whichever country, they represent exactly what our egos tell us. Our egos wants to enslave us with casting fear into us, exactly like the politicians, clever they are, you know, representative of our egos, they do the same thing and they got away perfectly well. The ego says, now all these terrible things which can happen to you if you obey me, if you go and work in the Wall Street for 18 hours, if you are not totally selfish, not thinking of anybody else except yourself, if you see somebody dying from hunger, don't give him a penny, because it is his own fault that he is dying out of hunger. And if you give him the money in your pocket, you may be in his position tomorrow. So keep your money. Be selfish. And all these things which you think you feel, a car, but not a Ford, a Mercedes, then two Mercedeses, and then a yacht. Because what you want never finishes. You need and need and need, and to get all those things, you step on people, you cheat people, you steal from people, you kill people. That's okay, says the ego. Thus, inflicted with fear, we become slaves of our nafs ammara, of our egos. But Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّا أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. He who is close to the one who created you, to the one who truly feeds you, to the one who gives you what you need before you even realize that you need it, to the one who has put his asma, his own character into you, so that you have got a relationship, if you act upon the attribute which was placed in you. And if you fear to lose that friendship, that closeness, that is what the fear of Allah is. Fear of Allah is not that He is going to make you cancer, or burn your house, or, I don't know, a disaster. That's not the fear of Allah. This, if it happens to you, it is bound to happen to you. It is no punishment, perhaps a test. Allah Ta'ala says that He is the way we think of Him. He is. If we think of Him as a vengeful punisher, He is that way. If we think of him a loving, compassionate, beneficent entity, that is how he is. So the fear of Allah, it should be neither to have unpleasant things in this life, or even the fear of Jahannam in the hereafter. The fear of Allah is to lose the care of Allah, the connection with Allah. It is the fear that Allah Ta'ala said that you are no longer my servant, I don't know you. Go and do whatever you wish to do. That is the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And if you fear Allah Ta'ala like that, there is no fear for you from anywhere else. And everyone and everything will be in fear of you. And if you love Allah Ta'ala, everyone and everything is going to love you. So now, 1 month. One month in which we may be, if we truly fast, in control of our private devil. We may learn. We may learn to make our private devil perhaps into a Muslim one day. Inshallah. For right now, that evil ego is weakened. Right now, we are not threatened by it. Right now, we are not a slave to it. And perhaps we will have the taste of it. And we will have the strength of it. And perhaps after Ramadan, we will continue trying not to be its slave. For everything which Allah Ta'ala has done, if He has created the scorpion, the poison of the scorpion could be used as a medication. And if He has invented the devil and our private devil, it could lead us to the straight path. All what we have to do is not to obey it, just do the opposite what it asks us to do. Ya Rabbi, for the sake of this blessed month, help us to wage battle against our egos. Ya Rabbi, for the sake of this blessed month, give us the strength and the help to turn our nafs amara into a Muslim. Ameen. Bihurmati Sayyidina Mursaleen Taha Yasin. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Rasulillah.